Parshas Pekudei. In this week's parshas, we end Sefer Shemois, and with it, we end the parshas of the Binyan HaMishkan. The Torah writes, Vayar Moshe es kol ha-melocha. Moshe Rabbeinu sees all the melocha. It's all being completed exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded. Vayevorech oisom Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives them a bracha. Klal Yisrael are given a bracha by Moshe Rabbeinu. Reb Zalman Sirotsky in his Pirush al HaTorah Oznaim LaTorah describes that he once attended a Chanukas HaBayis of a yeshiva or of a public building that there was a particular Rav who had worked very, very hard to fundraise for, and after a lot of omol v'yegia had finally been successful and the building was up. And Reb Zalman Sirotskin attends the event, the Chanukas HaBayis, and he hears that this Rav, he thanks all his donors. Thank you so much, I'm so appreciative for all your donations which have brought about, Baruch Hashem, the success of this project. Reb Zalman Sirotskin writes that when it came my turn to speak, I said, Olam hofuch ani roya. I see an upside down world. An upside down world. I'm seeing the Rav who put in so much effort thank all of those who donated to the building. But actually, it surely should be the other way around. All of those who donated, they should be thanking the Rav. They should be thanking him for the opportunity to have the zechus to participate. So he says, I've seen an upside down world over here. Why is the Rav busy thanking them when really they should be thanking him? Says Reb Zalman Sirotskin, but there is a precedent. And the precedent is from our parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a brocha to all of Klal Yisrael following their donation to the Binyan. We don't find that in fact they thanked him. Why didn't they give Moshe Rabbeinu a brocha? Thank you so much for this opportunity. So it seems to be that this is the way. That yes, there is, after all, a chiv of Akoras HaTov, and they deserve a bracha and to be thanked. In fact, if you look very carefully at the Lashon of the Pasuk, says Reb Zalman Sirotskin, it says, Vayar Moshe, kol ha-melocha, etc., etc., Vayavorech oisa Moshe. Why does it have to say the word Moshe again? Vayavorech oisam, and he benched them, who? Moshe Rabbeinu, who we've already mentioned. So Reb Zalman Sirotskin says, the answer is because the Torah is stressing that that's the Chiddush. Vayavorech oisam Moshe. You might well have thought that in fact Klal Yisrael should be Mevorech Moshe Rabbeinu, not that Moshe Rabbeinu should be Mevorech them. So that's the emphasis, that there is a Chiddush over here, that white you may well have expected them, Klal Yisrael, to thank, as it were, Moshe Rabbeinu, and in turn the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, for the Zechus to participate in this project, but actually Moshe Rabbeinu is benching them. And Reb Zalman Sirotskin concluded his drasha by saying, you know something? You always see this. The poor man knocks on the door of the wealthy man, asks him for a donation, and then says, thank you so much for your donation, how can I thank you? When essentially the one who gave the donation, he should be thanking the one who knocked on his door, thank you for allowing me to have this zechus. We're learning from over here a tremendous yesod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not need to run a matching campaign or any fundraising strategy to build the Mishkan. Just like the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be Yored Min HaShomayim Be'esh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done the same with the Mishkan and the first Beis HaMikdash. Barov Chastoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to have the zechus to participate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it, we need it. In fact, the very opening posuk of this whole campaign, of course, was V'yikhu li truma, and they should take a truma. You don't take a donation, you surely give a donation. Why doesn't it say V'yitnu? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly is being meramis to them. No. V'yikhu, you are taking it for yourself. You're not giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's to start off with. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it. V'yikhu, the only beneficiary is yourself. Do you want to take part in this campaign? V'yikhu. The Nasiim, for example, did not act b'zrizus, and so they lost out. The Mishkan was still built, it was built without them. You don't want to jump on the opportunity to be mishtatev, so don't. But don't think that the Mishkan's hatzlocha is dependent on whether you do or don't donate. And this is a phenomenally important yesod in the mitzvah of tzedakah in general, and Hachzokas Torah specifically. The mitzvah of tzedakah we find in Parshas Mishpatim, and it says, Im kesef talve es ami. If you lend money to my nation, es ha'oni imoch. Now, the word im, we would translate as if. But actually, it's not an if, it's an instruction. You must. So why indeed does the Torah write if? You have to help out an oni. So the Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh explains. And he says, a person may ask himself, one moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me so much money, and I'm blessed. Yaakov Avinu only asked for a beged, lilboish, lechem, leachoil. So why has HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed given me all this extra money? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided to give you somebody else's money. You're the bank. The person working behind the desk in the bank doesn't consider themselves wealthy or as a great Baal Chesed when somebody withdraws 1,000 shekel from the bank account. It's their money anyway, it happens to be, you're just holding it. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you the zechus to hold somebody else's money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have sent it to them directly. He has given you the opportunity to have your chelek. Im kesef talva, if you happen to see that you have money, which seems to be superfluous to requirement, teida lecha, you should know. Ein ze chelek hamagiacho. It's not your chelek. It's the chelek acherim. It's somebody else's. That's the im. If you happen to see that you have extra money, you should realize it's in fact not yours. As the Alshich writes on that posuk, you are nothing but an apotropos. You're a bank clerk. That's your tafkid. And if you open a Torah of a Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Tzedakah, the Torah says, Al yale beliboy. Nobody should think the following in his heart. How can I give up my money to help others? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent it to me, well, apparently I need it. Ki yesh lo lo das, because he needs to know, She'ein hamomoin shaloi. It's not his. It's a pikodoin. It's a deposit. What do you do with a deposit? The answer is you commit yourself to the wishes of the one who deposited the money. Who is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And his rotzen is for you to distribute that money to the aniyim. The Chovos HaVavos writes that one of the Hasidim once said, I'm amazed that when a donation is solicited, given from a balabais to an oni, and then the balabais demands a whole thank you letter, and that he reciprocates with Akoras HaTov. Why are you demanding that? All you did was exactly that which you were obligated. It may well be that he has a chiyuv koras hatoiv. That's nothing to do with your avodas Hashem. My avodas Hashem is to realize, as we mentioned, I'm an apotropos. So why would you demand thanks? And that's what Reb Zalman Sirotzkin was commenting. Oilam hofuch, we've seen an upside down world, where the Rav who's worked so hard to solicit donations, he is now having to thank his donors. They should be queuing up one by one, groveling and thanking him for the zechus to be mishtatif. Yet, as Reb Zalman Sirotzkin pointed out, we do see in this parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu did, after all, thank Klal Yisrael and he gave them a bracha. So yes, we must not forget the zechiyah v'koras hatoiv. But the reality is, the real thanks should be on the part of the ones who donated, not on the ones who solicited that donation. This is specifically true, not just with the mitzvot stocker in general, but with Hachzokas Torah. Hachzokas Torah, which is translated as supporting Torah, is essentially a misnomer. Torah doesn't need us to support it. Which keli in the Mishkan symbolizes the Torah? Obviously, the Oroin. The Oroin which housed the Luchos. And the Torah writes in Parshas Truma that you have to have the Badim, the long poles through which you transport the Oroin. But the Torah says three words. Loi Yosuru Mimenu. They should never be removed. So the Meshech Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha, points out in his Goinus that, one moment, when the Oroin is being transported, then I understand you need the poles. But when the Oroin is now sitting in the Kodesh Kodshim, you don't need the poles then, because it's not moving anywhere. So why does the Torah insist that the poles are not removed? They're not needed now. Says the Meshech Chochma, his Goinus, that's exactly the point. In the same way as you understand that when the Oroin is not moving and it's stationary, the Badim are not needed, understand that actually that's the reality even when the Oroin is moving. You don't need the Badim then either. As Chazal say, the Oroin actually carried its carriers. So that's the whole point. Lo yosuru mimenu, don't remove those poles. To understand that as unnecessary as they are, when the Oroin is not in transit, they're equally unnecessary even when the Oroin is moving. Nobody needs to hold the Oroin. The Oroin doesn't need us to hold it. The Oroin is noisei es noisov. And in fact, the Kliyoka says that if the Oroin symbolizes the Torah, then the Badim symbolizes those who support the Torah. And as the Kliyoka writes, it's nirim, it appears as if they are supporting the Torah. Actually, the Torah is supporting its supporters. And the Chasam Sofer points out exactly the same. Doesn't the Gemara tell us that Chanina ben Doisa, all of the world are really being sustained through Chanina ben Doisa? If somebody, quote unquote, supports Reb Chanina ben Doisa, he has to understand that the reality is the opposite. Reb Chanina ben Doisa is actually supporting him. Says the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, we have a pasuk. Which pasuk tells us about supporting Torah? Eitz Chaim hi lemachazikim bo. Says the Chofetz Chaim, listen carefully to that pasuk. Eitz Chaim, it's the tree of life, lemachazikim bo. It doesn't say lemachazikim oiso, to the ones who support it. Lemachazikim bo sounds like the ones who are supported with it, through it. Otherwise it should have said, Lemachazikim oiso. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's precisely the point. Le'eine bosor. People think that nearer it looks like we're supporting the Torah. Aval be'emes, it's the exact opposite. The oin is not being carried or supported, to the contrary. It is supporting those who uphold it. So too, those who support Torah have to realize that they are in fact being supported by the Torah. They are machzikim bo. They are being supported. The more you give to Torah, the more the Torah is actually giving you. And this is a phenomenally important yesod. The Mir Rosh Hashiva, Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once at a Mir fundraising dinner, when it was known that the financial situation in Mir Yeshiva was dire, and the Rosh Hashiva stood up with all his chen, but above all with his Das Torah, and he says, Moray v'raboisai, I have good news to tell you. The financial situation of the Mir Yeshiva is excellent. We have every penny we need. The only thing is, at the moment, a large part of that money is in your pockets. That is not a quip or a fundraising slogan. That is Das Torah Brura. The Mir Yeshiva's money happens to be in somebody else's pocket. Do we think for a moment that we need to support the Mir Yeshiva? The Mir Yeshiva, said the Rosh Hashiva, has every penny we need. It happens to be that a large part of the budget is currently sitting in your pocket. But don't think that it's your money or that you're supporting the Yeshiva. As mentioned, the Yeshiva is actually supporting you. Who are those in Klal Yisrael who are considered to be the Lomdei Torah? It's Shevet Levi, the Kohanim. Says the Torah in Parshas Kisavo, you'll present your Bikurim to the Kohanim, and you'll make your address, and you'll say, Higadati Hayoim Lashem Elokecha, I am here to announce to your God that I have arrived in Eretz Yisrael, and I have the payrays. The Chavos Das in his Sefer Nachlas Yaakov asks, why does he say Hashem Elokecha, your God? What do you mean? It's my God as well. It's only the Kohen's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Nachlas Yaakov, imagine if it would be that a king wanted to dispatch, he wanted to send money to a particular individual. So what he does is, he calls in one of his agents and he says, listen, I'd like you to please pass on this sum of money to a particular individual, and you know something? For your work, I'm going to add an extra $1,000. Imagine when he then transmits the money, this shliach, what does he say to the recipient? Does the recipient need to thank him? The agent says, I need to thank you, because it's because of you that I have the $1,000. Says this individual when he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, I recognize that the reason why I have Tevuah in the field is because it's Hashem Elokecha, your HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's Mashkiach over the Koyanim. That's why I have food in the first place. I'm not supporting the Kohanim. I'm not supporting the Lomdei Torah. In fact, I only have food in the first place because of the Kohanim. That's what it means. Lashem Elokecha. That's the right attitude towards Hachzokas Torah. The first person perhaps to receive a brocha like this was Yaakov Avinu. Ve'yiten locha ha'alekim mitala shomayim mishmane ha'aretz. And Rashi points out on the word ve'yiten, Yitzchok did not begin with the words yiten, rather ve'yiten. So Rashi says the famous three words, yiten ve'yachzer ve'yiten, should give and continue to give. Says the Ksav Sefer, how come we see that there is a relationship called the Yisochar Zvulun, and the Yisochar, as it were, has to come groveling to the Zvulun? How can it be? Lechoira Tomua, he says. that the Bechirei Hashem, the Loim Dei Torah, they have to be reliant on handouts? Says the Ksav Sofer, Na'apoichu. If you think about it, you'll understand that the exact opposite is the reality. It's only in the Zechus of the Talmud Chacham that the Zvulun has his Parnosa in the first place. Misha ein lo leiv. If you don't have a heart and you don't think about it, nira lo, it would appear, ki loim de Torah misparnasim mishal acherim. You might think that those who learn Torah are the recipients of handouts. Actually, the exact opposite is true. The donors, the reason why they have that money in the first place, is as a result of the Talmidei Chachamim. Says the Ksav Sofer, that was the bracha over here. Yitein v'yachzor v'yitein. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give, but it might not necessarily arrive at Yaakov's doorstep. It might arrive at the Zvulun's doorstep. So v'yachzor v'yitein, it will need another giving for the Zvulun to then pass that on to the Yisachar. But the Zvulun has to understand that the only reason he has that money in the first place is precisely because he's supporting Yisachar. Yisachar doesn't need Zvulun support. To the contrary, the Orein is Noiseyes Noisov. In fact, in that parasha of Bikurim that we mentioned, when he makes his drasha, his amira, his vidui, and he says, Vayivyeinu el amokim azeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me to this place. Which place? Rashi says the Beis HaMikdash. Vayiten lanu es ha'aretz, and he gave us Eretz Yisrael. And the Ksav Sofer once again asks, one second, the order is incorrect. He didn't give me the Beis HaMikdash and then Eretz Yisrael. I first came to Eretz Yisrael and then I arrived in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Ksav Sofer once again, because I recognize that the only reason that I have Eretz Yisrael, that the only reason that I have Peres Eretz Yisrael, is only as a result of the Beis HaMikdash. Who works in the Beis HaMikdash? It's the Koyanim, the Loim Dei Torah. So it's the Beis HaMikdash that precedes Eretz Yisrael. There is the famous story of the Telzer Rosh Hashiva, Reb Lezer Gordon, who got married and his father-in-law promised to support him for 5 years. At the end of the 5 years, Reb Lezer Gordon had no way of sustaining himself and thought the prospect was he had to now leave the Beis HaMikdash and go and work. So he begged his father-in-law, please, please, maybe you can just extend your period of support. He said, I said 5 years, 5 years is 5 years. And he begged with all his might, and his father-in-law said, fine, one more year. But after one more year, the end of the 6th year, that's it. You'll have to be on your own 2 feet. At the end of the 6th year, Reb Lezer Gordon came back to his father-in-law and said, I know it's the end of the 6th year. I know that you said that that's it, but please, I'm begging. And this time the father-in-law was insistent, unmovable. No, 6 years is 6 years. From now, you're on your own 2 feet. The next day, this father-in-law passed away. And when Eliezer Gordon heard about it, his reaction was, who was supporting who? That's real Das Torah. We think that the father-in-law was supporting Reb Lezer Gordon. The zechus that the father-in-law had to support him, that's what kept him going. He was being supported. And if he didn't have that lifeline, Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Bo. But if you're not machzik bo, well then there's no chayim. Who was supporting who? We have to realize that specifically when it comes to the inyan of achzokas Torah, there is a tremendous chiddush which you don't find in any other mitzvah. Because the Shulchan Aruch paskens that every person has to learn Torah. But if you're incapable of learning Torah, then you can support Torah. And the Ramah says, it's ki'ilu loy made ba'atzmoy. It's as if you've learnt yourself. Now that would sound perhaps just a sound bite. It sounds, maybe it's just like a ke'ilu. Listen to this chidush. The Gemara tells us that if you support a Talmud Chacham, then you'll end up together with him in Gan Eden. Asks the Chofetz Chaim, what type of reward is that? What is this Talmud Chacham going to do in Gan Eden? He's going to be learning Torah. How embarrassing it will be for the Amoretz who supported this Talmud Chacham to be together with him in Gan Eden. What's he going to do? How is he going to partake in these discussions of Torah? Says the Chofetz Chaim, it must be therefore that somebody who learns Torah, if indeed he learns Torah, then it's considered as if he has learned all that Torah himself, but not just considered. When he comes to the Beis Din Shel Mala, he will actually know all of the Torah that was learned through his support. That way it really will be a schar. You'll come to Gan Eden, you'll be an equal learning partner, because all of a sudden you'll learn, you'll know all of that Torah. And in fact, the story is told in the times of Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin, there was a very difficult shaila, a complicated shaila in the halachas of Shatnez. And Gedolei Yisrael were debating this shaila. Reb Chaim Volozhin had a dream in which a simple Jew, quote unquote, appeared to him and gave him a whole phenomenal shiur on the complex, intricate halachas of Shatnez and paskened the Gadol HaDor shaila. Said Reb Chaim Volozhin, excuse me, if you don't mind me asking, he asked him in a dream, I remember when you were here, Bo'ilam Hazeh, you were not known to be a Talmud Chacham. How is it all of a sudden that you seem to be a world's expert in Shatnez? And he said, because I supported Torah. And now that I'm in Gan Eden, all of that Torah that was learned as a result of my support, I know all of that Torah. My uncle, Reb Yom Tov Zanger, once told me a phenomenal story, a psak halacha. There was a yid, somebody who was known to be as a poshet yid, even though no such thing really exists, but a poshet yid who passed away on Chol HaMoed in Lakewood. The halacha is that one does not say hespedim at a levaya on Chol HaMoed. There is one exception, and that is for a Talmud Chacham. Reb Aaron Kotler Zecher Tzadik Livracha paskened that this Jew, although he himself was perhaps not learned, but he had supported Torah all his life. Said Reb Aaron Kotler, now that he's passed away, he is a Talmud Chacham. Because all of that Torah that was learned as a result of his support, he now knows, and Reb Aaron Kotler paskin, that you must say hespedim even on Chol HaMoed. A phenomenal story. You see that Torah's support is not just ki'ilu, but it's literal. It's literal. All of that Torah is accrued to you. But the underlying message that we see in this week's parasha, both with regard to Tzedakah in general, and Achzokas Torah specifically, nobody supports Torah. No building campaign or Mishkan campaign needs donors. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring every project and any project to fruition. He gives us the zechus to partake. We have to make the decision. Do you want to be the intermediary or you don't? So let's just conclude with one line, Me'inyona D'Yoma. We're now just 10 days away from Purim. Mordechai sends a message to Esther Malka. Im hachareish tacharishi. If you remain silent at this epic moment in Jewish history, bo'es hazois, revach v'hatzola, the salvation, yamoid la'yehudim imokim acher, will come to Klal Yisrael from a different place. But mi yoideya im lo eis kazois higat lamalchus. But maybe it was for this moment that you came to be the queen. And the Malbim explains, what Mordechai was telling her was, don't think that Klal Yisrael will be abandoned. If you choose to remain silent, Revach v'atzola yamoy liyehudim mimokam acher. So Klal Yisrael will be saved a different way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send a different shliach. But this is your moment. This is your tafkid. This is the reason why you became a malko in the first place. Grab that opportunity. Not because if you do, Klal Yisrael will be saved, and if you don't, they won't. No! HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many shluchim. Harbe shluchim lamokim. Revach v'atzolo yamoid mimokim acher. And this, of course, brings us back to where we began. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring the Mishkan through any which way. If you want to take that opportunity, v'yikhu li truma, then you can take it up. And if you don't, you think the Mishkan won't be built? Revach v'atzolo yamoid mimokim acher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has plenty of ways through which you can bring the Mishkan upon Klal Yisrael. Our Shaila, when it comes to the mitzvah of Tzedakah and Achzokas Torah and Avodas Hashem in general, we're not helping out Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need us. We have to know, Mi Yodea, who knows, Im Lo'eis Kazois Higat L'Malchus. Maybe that's why we have found ourselves in a particular moment, in a particular situation, with particular koiches, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to step up and be mekayim our tafkid. And if we don't, Revach v'hatzolo yamoid leyehudim mimokem acher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, thank you, but no thank you. You didn't want to take the opportunity, you didn't want to grab the v'yikhuli, so be it, I'll send the Yeshua in a different way. That's the message that we're learning from this week's parasha. Albeit that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael a bracha, the bracha was only because indeed they were memale that tafkid. But the bracha was not because thank you for donating and through you we have a Mishkan. The Mishkan will be built under every situation. We just have to realize, as the Rosh Hashiva said, the financial situation of the Mir Yeshiva is wonderful. Happens to be the money at the moment is in your pockets. If that's the way we view the mitzvah of tzedakah, if that's the way we view the tremendous zechus of achzokas Torah, I can only say in conclusion, I remember on one particular fundraising trip in London, I knocked on the door of a wealthy individual, I did my pitch, I explained to him what the kollel is all about, and then he looked at me and he said, okay, Baruch, what do you want from me? I couldn't allow it to pass. I said, to be honest, I don't want anything from you. I've come from Eretz Yisrael especially to investigate whether you might be interested in the zechus to partake in our project of Torah. But what do I want from you? You're doing me a favor? I didn't know which way he would go, but Baruch Hashem, he accepted it and he gave me a very generous check. This should be our attitude in Achzokas Torah and in Tzedakah in general. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezake us, but ultimately the Olein is noisei es noisav. I wish everybody a very good Shabbos.
Yisroel Kol Shabbos.